Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all got to stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
You know, here at the Wojo Show, we're very, very renowned for solving issues that other people have been unable to solve. For instance, in the 7 o'clock hour, I'm going to take another stab at solving racism. I thought I had it solved, me and Jamie, back in the day a few times, and it flared up again. Unbelievable. And I'm also going to continue to solve the beanball alleged issue in baseball. Yeah, it's gotten nasty. This Boston-Baltimore series has been incredible. I mean, the last few weeks. But generally speaking, these things sort of working themselves out without anybody getting too injured. There's never really any punches thrown in any benches clearing brawl. I think it is ridiculous when pitchers throw at the head of a player. But what other, and I asked the caller who said, you know, it's not right, but the batter should be able to retaliate. How can the batter retaliate other than a pitcher on his team throwing at the other team? You can't throw the bat. You can't go out there. Somebody suggested if the batter gets hit by an intentional pitch, he should be allowed to pick up the baseball. The pitcher can't move, and the batter gets a fire the ball right back at him. I actually like that idea as we continue to solve issues, but I'm not sure that'll work. On the umpire who threw out the Orioles pitcher immediately in the second inning yesterday, here's some interesting ticket text. You people are on your text game today, other than the one still bitching about the raccoon stuff. Give it up already. This one. I side with you, Woji. The umpires love having total control of the game and love to bully players, never admit they're wrong, except for the no-hit shutout. Oh, right, the Armando Galarraga, the perfect game. Mm-hmm. Ticket text, they were both given warnings before the game even started by the commissioner. What's the umpire supposed to do, defy the commissioner? No, they said they want enough to be enough, but they did not officially warn both and say it's an automatic ejection. They did not do that. Okay. Another ticket text, 97136. I'm sick of the sports prudes. I love frontier justice in sports. I want more. The only exception, no throwing at the head in baseball. And one more. I do not understand the outrage. I was thoroughly entertained when Odor threw that haymaker at Bautista last season, made for a more entertaining playoff series and possible future rivalry. And then this one. Madden Troy is doing some thinking. I did think about this. I believe the pitcher purposely threw the curveball to hit the batter. He did it because he knew that if he wiped a 98-mile-per-hour fastball at the batter, he would be ejected. I think the pitcher thought that if he hid his intent with a curveball, he wouldn't get kicked out because no one throws out pitchers for hitting a batter with a curveball. Interesting. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Redford and see what's going on with Kurt. Wrong button. AJ and Flint, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello there, AJ.
How's it going, Wojo?
Good. What's happening?
Good. Just calling, you know, just kind of weighing in. I think that it is ridiculous how out of proportion this has been blown when it comes to the Adam Jones thing. I don't think that he you know, number one, it started with the slide into Dustin Pedroia, which he completely said that it was something that, you know, it was not intentional. I think his actions were completely unintentional. As soon as he got up, he, you know, looked apologetic and went right over to Pedroia. But, you know, I think it's a part of the game. I think it's for something that, you know, for somebody that is necessarily not a baseball fan, it's something that keeps it interesting. It's just like fighting in hockey. I think it's something that is fun. It's fun for fans. You know, just like watching, you know, back in the day watching Leland, you know, come out and just, you know, go absolutely nuts and argue with an umpire. It's something that is exciting. It's fun to watch. The throwing at the head thing, I think, is absolutely ridiculous. If you're going to retaliate whatsoever, it's got to be a, you know, a beanball in the back or something. I don't think there should be any intent whatsoever to hurt anybody.
Right. Just like, remember, was it 2 weeks ago, Matt Boyd for the Tigers threw at Miguel Sano of the Twins after Jacoby Jones, even though Jacoby Jones got plunked in the face and that was not intentional. Well, like right. In hockey, sometimes a guy gets a stick up or shoves somebody from behind. It's not intentional, but there still right. can be repercussions, and Boyd threw behind the guy at the midsection.
Right, and I think you're spot on. I think that, you know, the throwing from behind, even in when Boyd did that, it was clear that he was trying to hit him, but it's also clear that, you know, he's trying to send a message by it didn't by any means look to me he's going at his head or anything right. like that. He's not trying to hurt him. And I think, you know, I played a lot of baseball, I played college ball, and it's something that, like, you know, even as a player, it's fun. You know, on an off day as a catcher or a pitcher, you long for that moment that something happens and you just get to run in and be a part of that action. I think it's fun for the game, and I would hate for there to be a rule against that.
No, I'm with you. And you know what? Lots of people are with you. I'm looking at the ticket texters. Thanks for the call. Ticket texter, I honestly don't care. People are always complaining about the lack of enthusiasm, action, and rivalry in baseball. Well, here it is. That's true. And I see some people saying, you know, what would stop this is if they got rid of the designated hitter, then every pitcher would have to come to bat. Excuse me, and I don't have the stats in front of me, but they still have beanball wars in the National League, don't they? Where pitchers bat? It hasn't been beanball warless, has it? Unless I'm missing something. Let's now go to Redford. Sorry about that, Kurt. I got you now. Kurt, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello there, Curtis.
Oh, I see you just want to forget about me, huh, Woj?
Oh, I felt so bad.
So you know, I want to chime in on this, and I see what you're saying about the hockey thing, man. I really do, but I think it's a little bit different, you know, throwing fisticuffs and hurling a 100-mile-an-hour projectile at someone. Moreover, you know, I agree with you. It's kind of part of the game, but there's a lot of parts of the game that we've, you know, nixed in the name of safety and other stuff. And I get, oh, don't aim for the head. But, you know, these guys have good control, but sure, I aim for the thigh. What if he's off a little bit, hits the guy in the knee, blows his knee out? You know, what if he's off a little bit, hits the guy in the rib, breaks the rib? I think it's time we nix it. You know, these guys are getting ejected from the game. It's throwing off the bullpen rotation. Then you got to do roster moves. Look, to me, it's the point, like, it's done. It's over. Like, let's just end it. You know, why risk these guys' careers? They got families to feed. Why ruin the game, getting pitchers ejected, you know, throwing off the rotation?
Okay, but Kurt, the umpire was the one that screwed it up yesterday, in my mind.
I agree completely, Woj. I agree completely. I just, my main thing was with you, like, comparing the fighting. Like, there's a big difference between scrapping a little bit and hurling. I'll put it this way, Woj. If I come up and punch you in the jaw, or if I throw a rock at you, like the other caller said, assault and assault with a deadly weapon. There's two completely different things. You know, I sock you in the jaw, you're probably going to work the next day. I throw a beanbag at you or a ball at you 100 miles an hour in the knee and blow your knee out. It's probably going to affect you a little bit more. You know what I mean?
Well, no, I do. But the flip side is, hockey players have a lot more padding. And there is a sort of an expectation at some point there might be a fight. There is no expectation of punches ever being thrown in a baseball game and actually being landed. And I would also say this, and again, just anecdotally off the top of my head, I don't have the stats, but there have been charges filed before against hockey players for acts committed, legal charges for vicious acts committed in hockey. And there have been in baseball as well, if I recall correctly, a bat a bat swinging thing in the minor leagues, wasn't there? Listen, I'm just thinking of these things. I'll look it up. But again, I think they're equally considered dangerous. Swinging a stick and skating along at 150 miles per hour, however fast hockey players go, and to throw in a baseball 98 miles per hour. I will continue with your help to solve this issue after the top of the hour, and then we're going to solve the racism issue that appears to be sprouting again in Boston. All that next on the Wojo Show on 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.